My dad and uncles and cousins also took short trips in the summer to the lakes. We would make a day of it with a picnic lunch and go to any number of lakes nearby. One of my favorites, which I only saw one time, was Waldo Lake. I believe it's one of the largest lakes in the Cascade Range, at least in that area. I thought it was beautiful. Someday I'll have to go back and see it. I would guess there is a paved road to it now. One summer, my dad and Uncle Bush and Uncle Bill took all us kids to Cultus Lake and we stayed for a couple of nights. That was a real treat. We didn't have sleeping bags in those days. We just rolled up a bunch of bedding and pillows and away we went. Uncle Bill could cook anything over an open fire and we had plenty to eat. That is what my dad's family did regularly in early days, go up to the lakes and pick berries to bring home to can. Cultus Lake was absolutely beautiful. It was so clear that you could see to the bottom. It was all sand and had a bit of a tide that would wash up on the shore. We could only swim in the shallow parts, as it was really cold a few feet down. It was so beautiful in those mountains. There were only dirt roads to get there, so there may have been only a couple other families there at the same time. In later years, with paved roads, it had people there all the time. I scarcely recognized the place a few years back. People always asked me if I didn't get lonesome at the ranch without any close neighbors. I always thought that was so funny. I didn't know what the word meant. There were things to do all the time. I don't really remember a dull day. Claude had a wonderful horse that we called Pepper, and he was used for the cattle roundups. He was a first cousin of the racehorse Man o' War, and in later years was stolen from the ranch. We advertised in 5 states, but to no avail. That was a real loss, especially to Claude. I had a horse, Nellie, that was had a white nose and was a strawberry roan. Dad got her for me when I was about 9. Before that, I rode a Shetland pony called Dolly, and she was a lot of fun. There are several pictures of her in my albums. She was ornery, too, and would try to scrape me off if she could. She did it a couple of times. When I was about 8 years old, I took my fishing pole and walked across the bridge behind the garage. I had a steel rod approximately 4 feet long that I used all the time. I used whatever bait I could find, and that was mostly grasshoppers. This day, I dropped my line in the water, watched it flow under a willow, and soon felt a tug. I gave a yank and then let out a yell. I pulled in a beautiful 16.5-inch German trout that weighed over 2 pounds. I yelled for my dad to come and see, and he came and watched me pull it in. Then my mother took pictures of me and the fish, and later that day, my grandpa called the local Ben Bulletin to tell them about it. They put it in the local column the next day, and I have never forgotten that fun time. I also got to ride a little red Hereford bull that Dad bought one year. It was a gentle animal, and Dad would put me on it while it was busy eating hay and let me ride around the barnyard on its back. We also had a bummer lamb or two every year. Those were the lambs that the mothers wouldn't accept as their own. And to keep them alive, we would have to bring them in the house in a box and feed them milk from a bottle with a nipple. I don't ever remember losing any of them, and as soon as they were old enough, we put them out with the rest of the sheep. We had one old pet from as long back as I can remember that we called Bo Peep. What else? She had a long tail, which was unusual because tails were usually chopped off right after they were born. She was just a pet that hung around whenever she wanted. We had the usual chickens and turkeys, too. They produced the eggs that were used every day. Someone gathered the eggs and fed the chickens and turkeys, and I just remember that I hated the turkey gobbler. He chased me. Barbara and I both got in trouble for going near the chicken house simply because of that old gobbler as he would always chase us. Barbara remembers the only spanking she ever got from my mother was because the two of us had sneaked out to the chicken house and the gobbler ended up chasing us. My mother had warned us time and again not to go there. Well, we each got spanked, but can't remember if that stopped us. There were the usual dogs and cats. The two dogs were always there, and they were Tippy and Nick. They were both just plain good old dogs, and we took good care of them. They would always bark if anyone came to the front gate. Cats were either barn cats or house cats. All that meant was that the cats at the house ate there and stayed outside, and the barn cats stayed at the barn, and Dad fed them from there. Cats were only allowed in the house to play with for a while, and then out they went. I know they had plenty of holes to get into if they wanted to. I also had a pet bullfrog that, I thought, came back every year just to see me. I made him a home in a hole near the river. I lined it with cloth, and for some reason that darn frog only stayed a few days and was gone.